Blog Talk Radio.
We're all
That means, yep, you guessed it, it's a drip the mic day. The author Hessian got his love going up on a Tuesday like it's a Friday. Two literary prodigies, these scholars be so talented, they can write a novel about water and still entertain a nice tray. No filters tonight, they might say bright day-inducing diatribes that could make a life change. And if you ain't gang and don't hang with the Office Lounge on Tuesday, you might want to rearrange how you prioritize things. This is family, man. The Author's Lounge, maintained by overstanding what's understood so the unnecessary doesn't have to be explained. The pilot and co-pilot flying this plane, entertains by unleashing verbal positive cargo as if it's carried by a train nonstop through your earlobes all the way in until it reaches the creative portion of your brain. Drip the mic is going to the top, high like we just copped a whole pound of the best strain, conducting top interviews and use our platform to help those who choose to network and idea exchange. This is 2 hours of insane vibes. The Archer's Lounge goes live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central and 7 p.m. Eastern. Guess what? We can be heard worldwide. You know, I sit back like watching Hezzy quarterback like he come with the content and The goddess love catches the ball like running it up the side. Drip the Mic presents the Author's Lounge. Stick around so we can drop that sound that up until inception, you and others have been denied. Now, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear those hands collide. And please help myself and the Drip the Mic Network welcome the Author's Lounge with your host, the author Hezzy, and co-host, Goddess Love in the building. Let's get it.
Welcome to the Author's Lounge, and I am your host, Author Hezzy, and I'm with my co-host, Miss Mona. How are you doing?
Hey. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. A little tired, but I'm here.
Can you hear me?
I hear you very well.
Okay, good. I have my headphone on, and sometimes these headphones, they act a little crazy. People can't always hear me, so.
That's what's up. So,
what's going on?
Nothing. Since nobody showed up tonight, we're going to not stay on too long. But we want to let the world know what we got going on. You first.
Well, I got to go first.
Ladies, I'm just being a gentleman.
Well, you know, well, yeah, I guess ladies first. Well, thank you for being such a gentleman. Well, you know, I dropped my first book of the year, and it actually feels good to drop something because 2021 was like a drop for me, but I dropped my Valentine release last week. So I'm happy about that.
Okay.
I have another book that's pending. Amazon, you know. You know what's funny? I have such a bad repertoire with Amazon where, like, they play with my books. So, you know, I don't like giving release dates. Huh?
I want to choke them right now. If I can find that person who's behind that phone or who be just,
You still having trouble with the paperback?
No, it's out now, but I want to choke him, I'm telling you.
Well, Amazon releases my books whenever they feel like it, but I don't know what was going on uploaded my Valentine release. No lie, I uploaded that book, and it was live in an hour. Less than an hour, no lie. It went into review literally 20 minutes after I uploaded it, and I was shocked. No, it went into review, and then it went from review to publishing within 20 minutes. I was shocked as hell. And then it went live, like, 15 minutes after that. Like, in less than an hour, that book was live. I said, oh, snap. Somebody on Amazon is loving me now. But I guess I spoke too soon because I have another Valentine, another novella that I uploaded, and it's been almost 24 hours since I've uploaded. It's been in review for 24 hours now. I spoke too soon. Hello?
Well, Miss Mona, I see him, but I don't know where he went to.
Hello?
Miss Mona?
Yeah, what happened?
I see him, but I don't know where he went to. You know how he does? He comes and goes. He probably went to go get something else to eat like he always do, but...
I'm talking to myself.
No, you're not talking to yourself. His phone call probably dropped. We hear you now. And We hear you now.
Oh, my God.
Tezzy?
Yes, I'm here.
We hear you now.
Are you good?
Okay. I'm good.
Okay, because I was in the middle of talking, and then after that, I just didn't hear anything. So I was like,
Am I still on? And my call just dropped.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought you was in the studio. You don't be in the studio. I don't know why I thought that you do the show like you're actually in person, like in the studio.
I only go to the studio on the weekends. I don't be doing nothing in there, fooling around.
Oh, okay.
Learning some stuff.
Well, anyway, so basically that's what I've been up to, trying to release some books. So,
you know what I've been up to?
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with Amazon for 24 hours with this cover.
Well, me too. Well, not no cover now. Yeah, that's why I asked you. Did you finally figure it out? Yeah, because when you had asked me to help you, I don't mess around with back of signs and paperback, you know, like when they be saying, you know, there's never been a time, I've never tried to upload a paperback in one try and boom, it'd be successful. It's too small, it's not meeting our, you know, size of quality. It's always, so, you know, I have my graphic designer that does my back and spine. I screenshot whatever error message Amazon is given, and I send it straight to her. And she figures it out. I don't mess around with that. With no.
Man, my cover designer, me and her, we were going at it.
Oh, no. Well, my graphic designer, I love her. And then she handles it with no problem. And
she's so patient.
She's patient because Amazon will tell you that the size is wrong 5 times until it's finally right. And my shout out to Felicia. Her name is Felicia Ann, but she's also known as Pinterest Amani on Facebook. She does excellent covers, logos, you know, flyers, and she is so patient. She's so sweet and nice. She just goes ahead and just adjusts, make the adjustment with no problem. Sometimes Amazon will say it's wrong 6-7 times, and I'll be pissed out. After the 4th time, I'll be mad as hell, and she's still, oh, I'm sorry, this is a family show, I can't say. So
mine asked too many damn questions. I'd be like, just fix the problem.
Oh, well, you should go on to Felicia. Don't ask no questions. She just goes ahead because she's been doing it for. What is there to ask, basically? Because you know, I don't know what it is with Amazon's database. It's like, you know, it's always something, like even if the back of spine is like an inch off border, boom, it you know, any little thing. So their system is very sensitive, so.
Still a mess.
Well, there's never been a time that, you know, back of spine gets uploaded and Amazon will take it successfully. It's always, oh, this is too small, da-da-da, it's not too big, da-da-da, it's too big. And Felicia, she's used to it. She takes it inside, she goes ahead and makes the adjustment as many times as needs to be. She don't ask for no extra money, nothing. She's great. I love her. Shout out to Felicia. Pinterest, Amani. Are you still having a problem with the back of time? Because she adjusts back of that, she didn't make the cover for, but I do believe it's a charge. But I don't think she charges no more than maybe $5 to $10 to, you know, it might be $5. Maybe on the strength of me, maybe she won't charge you at all if I, you know, refer you. So if you're still having problems, let me know. And
no, it's done now.
You fixed it?
Yeah, finally.
Okay.
Came out yesterday.
Okay, so The Invisible Woman is available in paperback now?
Yes.
Okay, good, great. Awesome. Did you make a post? Because you didn't tag me in there. I don't remember seeing that.
Finally.
Did you make a post?
I think I did.
Okay.
But I was so upset that it kicked me off.
Well, shout out once again to you. We did shout you out last week. The release for The Invisible Woman, it was released.
Ooh, y'all need to read that book. It's off the chain, too.
I know. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to check you out. So shout out to Hezekiah, Invisible Woman. It's available on ebook and paperback. I'm always in promo mm-hmm. mode.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You should read a passage maybe next week or something.
I will, because we're going to
you're not trying to be on here long, right? Because since we don't have no guests in there, right?
Right. But we got a comedian coming next week, and then we have the whole production company of Hear Inc., and they do audiobooks for poets, musicians, and everybody like that. We got the producers and the people. And we got the producers and the CEOs coming through.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait for that. Well, shout out to D9. You know, I started promoting.
The week after that, we got some BBWs coming through, some models.
What happened?
We got some models coming through after them.
Next week?
No, the week after next.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Old slew up.
Well,
I wish we was live, then.
Well, when is that? Because, you know, my birthday is March 8th, right?
That's going to be March the 15th.
Oh. Well, what day is March 8th? Is my birthday on a Tuesday?
No, it's not, because March 15th is on a Tuesday.
No, but next week is March 2nd. Next Tuesday is March 2nd.
March the 1st is next week.
Yes. The BBWs are the following week, right?
Yes.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, March 8th is on a Monday. Never mind. My birthday is on a Monday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, that's on a Monday. Never mind. Wait, so the BBWs are coming on March 15th. So what's on for March 9th?
March 9th. I don't know yet. I ain't scheduled nobody yet. But I got everything for offers. I just did them for March the 15th so they can get all the women together and on the same page.
Well, you should throw me a party on here.
Maybe we might. I wish we could do that live. I'd be like, let me see y'all BBWs. Go on, girl.
What is wrong with you? Wait, you still talk about them BBWs?
I can't wait for that show.
I'll talk about my birthday. You just wait on to the BBWs. Okay, so let's talk about, because the BBWs will be here on March 15th. Hezekiah ready. I wish you could do it live. Like, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with you? Oh, God. Wait, they're models? They're models?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, this should be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That was a kind of can't wait. We all know.
Well.
So you like your women with a little bit of thickness on them?
Yes, indeed. Isn't it?
Oh, well, you know, say it with more enthusiasm, why don't you?
I mean, I'm doing my best.
Oh, God, help me.
But we're not gonna hold the world any longer. We're going to end this show on a good note.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank me and you for showing up.
Oh yeah, well you know, I've grown accustomed to this show. Last week was awesome. Shout out to the CEO. I thought I would have had to, you know, but oh no, it was an awesome show. Those poets were like, "Ooh, we start writing poetry again." Oh,
I'm gonna stay in my lane.
Huh?
Well,
I used to write poems years ago, like in high school and even in my early 20s, but they were love poems. But these poems last week were erotic, okay? And they really did make the mic drip, okay? So, yeah, shout out to the poets from last week. They were awesome for real. So, yes.
Well, I want to thank you for coming through. I want to thank the First Lady. We're going to wrap it up. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Author's Lounge. Make sure you tune in next week. You don't want to miss the comedians and hear that ink because they have some special promos going on, and it's going to be awesome. I got a video actually to share, too, on the Author's Lounge page that he sent me today. So,
right, well, I can't wait because, you know, I love to laugh, so looking forward to that.
Be looking out to that, and I'm going to thank y'all for tuning in to the Author's Lounge. I'm Arthur Hezzy, and my co-host, Miss Mona. Call in 646-378-0355. Press 1 to speak, and we are out.
Nighty night.
Peace.
Baby.